The Fearless Prince, the story of Prahlad Maharaj, from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, compiled from lectures by Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. Forward. The Vedic scriptures of India are the original literatures of the planet, recorded 5,000 years ago by a partial incarnation of Godhead, Srila Vedavyasa. They give complete knowledge of both the material and spiritual realms. These ancient texts are extremely vast, and amongst them, Srimad Bhagavatam is accepted as the cream. This sublime literature presents the highest truths, explaining that the purpose of human life and the path to achieving real, lasting happiness are found in one-pointed, unmotivated devotional service to the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam emphatically declares Shri Krishna to be the original form of Godhead, the eternally existing, eternally youthful person and the souls of all that be. From him come many incarnations who throughout the ages descend to this planet in a great variety of forms to bless his devotees and to engage in different types of pastimes with them. The wonderful and astonishing pastimes of these partial expansions of the Lord are described in this ancient text. Srimad Bhagavatam culminates with the 10th canto's narrative of the sweet pastimes Lord Shri Krishna performed when he came to this planet 5,000 years ago. A much earlier history, which took place millions of years ago, is the famous and exciting episode of Lord Narasimhadev, the half-lion, half-man incarnation, who came to save the small boy Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad was born into a family of big demons, his father and uncle being highly inimical to Sri Krishna. Prahlad, however, much to his father's consternation, was a pure devotee of the Supreme Godhead, who is also known as Vishnu, the all-pervasive Lord of the cosmic manifestation. Even as a small boy, Prahlad's character was exemplary, demonstrating all the good qualities a human being can have. He was humble, tolerant, and never envious of others. He was not disturbed when put into danger. And because he was completely devoid of material desires, he considered everything material to be insignificant. Therefore, because his senses were always under control and his intelligence remained steady, he was never plagued by any type of unsavory passions. His father, Hiranyakashipu, on the other hand, possessed a demoniac nature, and his father's twin brother, Hiranyaksha, was equally vile. Indeed, at the time of their birth, all inauspicious omens were observed in the heavens and on earth. Cows yielded blood instead of milk. Clouds rained pus. Trees fell down for no reason. Braying asses ran wildly. Birds flew shrieking from their nests. She jackals vomited fire. Misty halos appeared around the sun and the moon, and malefic planets glowed more brightly. As the two boys entered their youth, they began to exhibit uncommon bodily features, developing steel-like frames that began to grow just like two great mountains. They became so tall that they seemed to touch outer space. When they walked, the earth shook, and having profusely decorated themselves with brilliantly shining gold ornaments, their huge forms were so dazzling that they seemed to block out the sun and all directions. Desiring to enjoy everything in their sight, the two brothers were keen to take over the whole universe. Incited by his old brother, the hot-tempered Hiranyaksha took a club on his shoulder and traveled all over the creation in a fighting spirit. In his search to find someone who could match him in battle, the proud demon terrified everyone who crossed his path, including the demigods who ran and hid in fear of him. Finally, he was directed to fight with Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Person, who was the only one who could satisfy him in combat. Coming in his boar incarnation as Varahadeva, the Lord engaged in a long, fierce battle with the arrogant demon and finally finished him off by simply slapping his ear. When Hiranyakashipu learned that Lord Vishnu had killed his brother, he was greatly aggrieved. Thirsty for revenge, he vowed to cut off Vishnu's head and offer an oblation of his gushing blood to his brother, who had been very fond of drinking blood. Thinking that Vishnu lives from the offerings of the sacrificial ceremonies, which were regularly performed by the priests to please the Lord for the auspiciousness of society, he schemed to destroy the Lord by stopping the sacrifices. Thus, he sent out many demons to kill the cows and the Brahmins. He also ordered them to destroy all the trees and plants that nourish the cows and to set fire to all the temples and the residences of the cows, Brahmins and followers of the Vedas. In this way, the mighty demon ravaged the earth. Attempting to revel the Supreme Lord Vishnu, Hiranyakashipu was determined to become immortal and to gain supremacy over the entire universe. With this aim in mind, he performed severe austerities. For 100 celestial years, that is 22,000 years by earthly calculation, he stood on his toes, held his arms up straight, and looked upward. Fire began blazing from his head and spread throughout the universe, causing all the planets to become too hot for habitation. From the birds and beasts to the demigods, all living beings were greatly troubled. Even the mountains on all the planets trembled, and stars and planets fell. Finally, all the demigods appealed to the creator of the material universe, Lord Brahma, who went to speak with Hiranyakashipu. Brahma was amazed to find him completely covered over by an anthill. The demon had been standing there for so long that worms and ants had devoured his flesh. He was remaining alive by circulating the vital air in his bones. Lord Brahma was so impressed with the demon's determination and extreme austerities that he willingly granted him any boon that was within his power to give. He sprinkled Hiranyakashipu with a few drops of divine water from his water pot, and Hiranyakashipu stepped out of the anthill completely revitalized. Now his body was fresh and powerful, and it glowed like gold. He proceeded to conquer all the planets in the three worlds, upper, middle, and lower, heaven, earth, and hell. He brought all living entities under his control and ruled them with a heavy hand. Living in fear, all of the demigods and great sages were, as if by force, steadily coming to worship and glorify him. In his reign of terror, Hiranyakashipu oppressed the demigods, the followers of the Vedas, the cows, the Brahmins, and the religious saintly persons. He systematically overturned all the established religious practices within this world, thus creating havoc throughout the society. He was so powerful that he even reversed the results of people's pious and impious activities. He awarded suffering to the virtuous and happiness to the miscreants. Everyone, including the rulers of the various planets, suffered extreme distress from Hiranyakashipu's severe persecution. Only one person remained undisturbed by this terrible demon, his small son Prahlad, who by dint of his pure devotion was always seeing the Lord everywhere. The extent of Hiranyakashipu's power was inconceivable, yet he remained unsatisfied and consumed with envy for Lord Vishnu. The whole universe was under his thumb, but he could not control his own son. Venting his anger and frustration upon the saintly child, he brought about his own demise. Now, please hear the wonderful story of the fearless prince, Prahlad Maharaj.